The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Well, it's right there in the title. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. We've talked about a variety of things this evening. It's Mark with you.
Wayne.
And.
Oh, thank you, Wayne.
And.
Johnny Ray.
The Liberty Janitor.
He had to have the exclusive on the end.
855-450-FREE. Or we're LRN.FM is our username on Skype. You can call in there, too. So, Wayne, you brought an article in, and, you know, it's been some time since you've been like, oh, I want to make sure you get your article in.
Sure. I found an article from a fellow named Stephen Hansen. It's entitled, What is Human Predation? Well, it's people preying upon other people.
Sounds believable, sure.
Yeah, and basically predation is a form of aggression. I guess the words could be used interchangeably.
Usually would think of that as sort of a sexual connotation, like some, you know, sex offender.
Yeah, and that's a form of predation for sure. But he starts the article saying, the hardest thing to understand about predation is how rampant the practice is. Since the average Joe thinks that most predatory acts are good, is extremely difficult to get rid of predatory practices. We have a crisis of morality. People think it's okay to do something which is wrong as long as it's been voted on, and most people bless it.
Yeah, that's right. As long as that's argumentum ad populum, the idea that just because people believe something's true doesn't make it so.
Exactly. The collective reality. So when we go to the store, guys, you know, we buy some milk and we trade money for milk. And that's not a predatory practice on either of our parts. We choose the store and us to trade with each other.
You pick which store. You pick what type of milk you want to get. You know, there's lots of choices.
Yeah, we don't force them to give us milk, and they don't force us to give them money without some kind of exchange. If I'm stopped when I travel and I'm forced to turn over my wealth to a man holding a gun, I'm a victim of human predation. Nobody would argue with that. If I go to purchase a car and the seller tells me nothing is wrong with the car and he knows full well there is, I'm being preyed upon if I then purchase the car.
Sure, that's fraud.
That's fraud, right.
One case is force, one case is fraud.
That's right.
I think one could make an argument that the government owns the roads. So, you know, therefore, if you get on their road, you can you have to abide by their rules. And if you don't abide by their rules, you'll abide by their punishments. It would be the other side of that argument. But, you know.
But that has nothing to do with buying a car.
They don't let anyone, they don't let you build roads that compete with theirs.
I don't want to sidetrack the conversation, A, because I'm not at all equipped for it. But I wanted to comment that libertarians they talk about fraud a lot alongside force. And I'm okay with fraud. You know, I think fraud is on the fraudee. If you get defrauded, then that's your own fault.
I think that you ultimately are responsible for yourself, but I don't think it's okay. You know, I mean, it's just, I think that there's a responsibility for the person that's doing the defrauding should be held liable, but you still have to get them to the situation to where they're held liable. So, you know, yeah, I think if a kid comes into your house and steals your TV, he's responsible for making you whole, but that doesn't mean that it's a good idea to leave your door unlocked, right?
Right.
You know, if you leave a bag full of money on the seat of your convertible right out there and you park it in Main Street and your money disappears, I probably will not shed a tear for you.
Well, the author goes on to say that when people talk to each other, it's implied that neither is lying to the other. If either one is lying, that constitutes predatory behavior. Both could be lying. In that case, both are attempting to prey upon the other.
That's what I'd like to see.
That's called boxing.
Yeah, right. Don't mind it.
Yeah. There are two forms of human predation, force and fraud, as you two mentioned. You can shoot me and pick my bones or you can fool me into walking off a cliff and then pick my bones. Either way, I am the prey and you are the predator. If the old lady across the street, whose children are all grown now with families of their own, has to sell her home because she can no longer afford the taxes, society en masse has preyed upon her.
Agreed.
When the ownership of property was taken away from citizens through the passage of laws, which imposed taxes upon the owner of property, an act of human predation took place.
I would like to point out that old lady whose kids have left the house, if she sent her kids to public school, it is. I have a more difficult time feeling bad for her if the town comes and ultimately takes her house because she couldn't pay the taxes because she availed herself of the largest amount pool of money out there, which is the public school money. Most towns, it's the largest part of the line item as far as.
Well, it is today, but back when her kids were going to school, it wasn't.
Maybe so.
It was a lot more affordable and it was reasonable back then. It's gotten crazy today.
My kid has never gone to public school, and my hope is he never will. I would have a difficult time telling him no when we've had to pay for it, if we've had to pay for it. But if we haven't, then as far as I'm concerned, I'd try to pay some kind of tuition or something.
But in regard to taxes, most people don't see taxes as predation. We've been blinded to predation by being taught that the law was for the greater good. In other words, society demanded that some of us walk off a cliff. Now it is picking at the bones of that old lady. How do we live with that? We ignore it.
I think that this is important, is that you essentially have life, liberty, and property. And life is what it is, what you have in the present. That's what you're doing right now. Your liberty is your ability of what you're going to do in the future. Your property is evidence of what you have done in the past. So if somebody comes and demands a piece of your property, whatever it might be, money, whatever, bananas, I don't care, then they are demanding your liberty, your life, because these are the things with which you created the property that you have. That's why I call countries essentially human tax cattle ranches. That's what they are. They tax our labor as though they own it. When the United States government, and I'm not just talking about the U.S. government here, when the U.S. government says we're going to take a loan out against these treasury bonds or whatever, what do they intend to pay it back with? They intend to pay it back with income tax.
With your future labor and your kids and your grandkids and your great-grandkids.
Right. An amount of the fruits of your labor. And at this point, they've already sucked up. The generations past have taken all my labor. All the money taken in income tax goes towards the debt on the principal. Now, currently, they're spending the wages of... they can't possibly be around this long, but great-grandchildren... That they're spending somebody else's great-grandchildren's money. It's despicable. These old, stinking, lying, thieving politicians who will be dead in 10 or 20 years are stealing. You're allowing them to steal your great-grandchildren's money, people you've never met. They're so young, you have never met them. You will never see them, in all likelihood. It's a despicable system. If you're going to steal money, for God's sake, steal it from the people you're going to spend it on, right? Like, it would be one thing if they took all our money and said, you know what we need? We need some traffic bumps. We need some speed bumps in the road. And everybody's going to have to put in for the speed bumps. They don't do that. They don't do that. The United States government has never paid off all of its debt. The closest was under Andrew Jackson in, like, the 1810s. So what I'm telling you is the War of 1812, we're still paying on the principal to some extent. The things I'm telling you aren't not true. They wouldn't pay off their debt. They've never paid off their debt. That's not how they operate. They are thieves. And their system is never going to be just.
I would like to add that concept of your life, liberty, and property all being the same thing in different places and time. That concept was the first time I ever had it elucidated to me was on that wonderful Philosophy of Liberty video that I first saw on YouTube. And I recommend it to anyone. Philosophy of Liberty. Have you seen it, Wayne?
Yes, I have.
It's pithy. It's moving. I like it.
It's concise.
I'll post it up at the Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. You can call in with your opinions. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Rebut me. 855-450-FREE.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. The final hour of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Wayne.
And Johnny Ray.
855-450-FREE. You can call actually on Skype. LRN.FM is our username. And we're reading an article. Where did you say this was from, Wayne, about human predation?
It's been posted on a few sites. The fellow's name who wrote it, his name is Stephen Hansen.
As long as somebody gets credit.
Yes. And the article is entitled, What is Human Predation? Basically, it's perpetrating force or fraud against another group of people or another individual. And the thrust of the article is saying that, yes, two individuals can predate against each other, but so can government against individuals as well. And the fact is that the simple truth is that we've been taught to ignore that if the majority steals, it's still theft. If the majority kills, it's still murder. If the majority rules, we are still ruled. As many of the founding fathers believed, democracy is the most insidious form of tyranny. And that pattern has now saturated human relationships. This is the cause of the fall of civilizations. We know it, those of us who look at history, but nothing will change for the better until we all know it.
Hold on just a second, Wayne. I want to take a call here. James calling in. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Wayne, I know this
I
know this goes against the popular view of what I like to jokingly call a dope den you're broadcasting from. But would you not agree that a lot of people that live in the civilized society of Keene would think that a 35-year-old man sleeping with a 16-year-old girl is human predation, regardless of the law?
There are people who might think that.
You mean yes or no?
Well, I think there's a certain... I think as a parent, I would say that a parent, and the way the laws have been for many, many years, even going way back, is that a child is under the protection of their parents up to a certain age. So,
Wayne, respectfully, I already dismissed the law. Straight out of hand, I'm not talking about the law.
Well, don't you think that throughout human history that it's been sort of a luxury, the idea of dating somebody who's your same age group? I mean, you know, everything I've read.
You know what, Mark Edge, it's called switching the subject. We're talking, obviously, I just wanted to ask a simple yes or no question. May I ask another question about Mark Edge? Because
I don't really care about the argumentum ad populum stuff. I don't know what the people of Keene think. I don't know what the people of Arizona think. I don't know.
I think that there are people. To answer your question, I think there are people.
Can I switch the subject, Wayne, because I already got an answer. I really didn't want to talk about it. I just wanted to, speaking of human predation, I think you live, you're in a building with a sexual predator. And I know that I'm speaking for James in Arizona and a lot of people in Keene, New Hampshire. That's just me. But I wanted to call.
Well, thanks for your opinion. What he's referring to is that Ian Freeman, our main host here, he's in his early 30s. He's not 35, but it's close. And his girlfriend is 17. And, you know, from what I can tell, her parents, her mother invited him to Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know what I'm supposed to do about all this. So,
right.
You know, do I wish that my co-host was dating a young woman? I don't, but you know, her age is what her age is. And she seems as in charge as any woman in a relationship I've ever seen. He's as cowed as any man. So,
well, let's address it. I have no problem talking about it. I have a daughter who's not much younger. You know, I think it depends on the family, how they feel about it. I think it depends on the individual. I don't think there's any hard and fast rule about that. But if his parents are okay with it, or her parents rather, she at that age, she's just, you see, it's hard. There's a line there too with, at one time it was 15, the age was 15, of age of consent. But even a 16-year-old, I mean, a lot of 16-year-olds aren't mature enough to pick a good guy at that age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to make some mistakes. We all do. But it's really difficult to say. Now, as a parent myself, when my daughter's 17, I wouldn't want her dating a 35-year-old guy, but some parents would think it's okay. And if you assume that at that age they're under the protection and guidance of their parents, if the parents think it's okay, and the daughter's okay with it, and she and Eli, I saw them here briefly, and they seem to get along well, and she, you know, I can't judge that.
Yeah, I would also say that the only reason I think a parent has a say is because they're providing the roof. Mm-hmm. And if they're not providing the roof, then what say do they have? You know, okay. You know, I mean, that's it. You're going to, at some point or another, you got to strike out on your own. You got to live your own life. And I would say that if you choose to go against your parents' wishes in that area, that, you know, there's been a lot of groundwork laid. I'm not going to call it bad parenting. I'm just going to say there's a lot of groundwork laid. I try to be, for my son, a resource. I try to talk to him about, you know, things in a fashion, get him thinking about issues. I want him to understand that when he comes up on life's problems, and we're all going to do that, that his dad is somebody who, to whom he does not wish to lie, because ultimately I went to prison because I lied to my dad. If I would have told him the truth, he would have gotten me the right lawyer advice that I should have gotten, but I was afraid of getting caught, and I was afraid of what was going to happen. I was afraid of punishments. And where was I getting most of the punishments in my life? I was getting them from parents.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that there aren't consequences for actions. There certainly are. But I think that for me and my family, I'm going to try the very best to be a resource when these things come up, because there's somebody out there that wants to put my kid in prison in a few short years.
Yeah, it's become a racket.
It's a racket.
Yeah, it sure has.
Let's go on with the human
predation article. Yes. So that would have been have to be taught in schools. Sure. And the pattern has now saturated human relationships, that of predation. This is the cause of the fall of civilizations. We know it, those of us who look at history, but nothing will change for the better until we all know it. But that would have to be taught in the schools, wouldn't it? And it isn't likely to happen when the funding for the school is in itself an act of predation. We are witnessing the fall of this once great country, in his words. We weren't defeated by any great power in any great battle. We're beaten by the idea that the truth doesn't matter, and as long as we believe something strongly enough, we can bend and twist reality with impunity.
Do you go with that the sort of hearkening back to the time when the government was good and just? Because I don't.
It was just smaller and more benign and more crippled, but it was still the same thing. It was just a smaller, less harmful beast. It was a cockroach instead of a dinosaur.
It seems like you can always find, you go every decade in U.S. history, and you can find that group of people that were beset upon by the government, against whom the state was used in whatever way. I think back to the Whiskey Rebellion, where George Washington sends George Lighthorse Lee, I think I've got the names right, to quell a revolution. The guy who led a revolution less than a decade earlier, or about a decade earlier, goes and sends a force to stop a revolution.
Lighthorse Harry Lee, I believe.
Okay. You'll have to check for yourself, folks. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, this is Laura Sheris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, as evidenced by what has occurred on this show throughout this evening. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Wayne.
And featuring Johnny Ray.
Tell you about BuzzBox. You can get a free pound of the best coffee. Great coffee. 100% organic. Top 1% grade Arabica beans.
Did you say orgasmic?
It's orgasmic coffee, as a matter of fact. Oh, it's delicious. I'll go that far. And it's shade grown, which, really important if you want to. It'll help you with that acid reflux that you might get from coffee. Also, it's good for the songbirds and helps sustain the forests where it's grown. BuzzBox is competitively priced with other high-end coffees. But what they do that's different is they give us back a little bit of the proceeds so that we can give microloans through Kiva.org. And we've given microloans to people around the world. And it's really great because once they pay their loan back, then we can give it out to somebody else. This is a hand up rather than a handout. They have to work for the things that they're going to get, and they know what they want. It's not some free thing that you've given them thinking that, it's going to be best for them. Coffee.freetalklive.com for your free pound. It's coffee.freetalklive.com.
If coffee is orgasmic, Mark has very angry orgasms.
Rabid woodpecker.
Yeah. Well, I do drink about a pot of BuzzBox coffee a day, but I don't. I have to get the decaf.
Good.
And it's also water decaf. If you know anything about the decaffeinating process. there's some of it's chemically decaffeinated and some of it's water decaf. And for me, I prefer the water decaf because I just don't know about all these the other chemicals. It's not that it's not to say that I think that they're dangerous for you, but when you drink as much as I do, it's a little scary.
Does I like water better?
Let's go to Larry calling in from West Virginia. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
He's talking about the prediction thing with the taxes and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, the government has you got like Al Capone and all these guys back years ago doing this, and the government ruled it unconstitutional and illegal. But as long as the government's doing it, it's all well and good and fair.
Right, it's protection until the government does it.
Yeah, I had kids. I put them through school. I paid my taxes.
Right.
At what point in time do I get a break from that?
Never. As long as you're drawing breath, you're never going to get it. You could just decide I'm not working anymore, and I suppose you could just go on the dole.
Yeah, but they're going to throw you out of your house.
They might very well.
You bought and paid for it.
Yep.
You know, I mean, at least if you buy an automobile, if you don't pay the plate for it, if you don't get it inspected, if you can still park at the field, it's still yours. You know?
Yeah,
sort of.
But the government will take. But if you don't pay the taxes on the property,
but if you don't pay the taxes on the property, they're going to evict you.
Yep, that's true.
If you pitch a tent and go out and live, you know, just out like the backyard or whatever. No, you're down the road.
Yeah, it's ultimately what it comes down to is you don't own a home. You rent it from the government.
Yes, you rent it from the government.
And you have the right to transfer the title.
That was my thought on the whole thing, and I was like, you know, if you force something, it's wrong, but if we're the government, we can force it, and it's all okay. So,
thanks so much.
I saw with it. I heard you guys pretty much do the same thing.
Indeed, Larry. Thanks for the call.
In the City of God, St. Augustine tells the story of a pirate captured by Alexander the Great who asked him, "How dare he molest the sea? How dare you molest the whole world?" The pirate replied, "Because I do it with a little ship only, I am called a thief. You doing it with a great navy are called an emperor."
Indeed, that's precisely it, and it's, you know, St. Augustine saw this way back then. Do you believe this story, by the way? I mean, this has to be apocryphal, right?
I believe it 50%, and I disbelieve it 50%.
I'm not going to tell you which 50%, but it's precisely 50%. Indeed. Go on, Wayne, if you would.
Actually,
please.
I think that was just about the end of the article.
Okay. Yeah, I think that, you know, that's what it really comes down to, is the government is an institution that claims for itself the monopoly privilege, the right just granted from God privilege to rule over you. You are told that you have signed a social contract, which you know you have not signed. You know you cannot find. You know that they will change the provisions of the social contract whenever they wish. You know that you cannot change any of the provisions of the social contract at any point that you wish.
But I do not like green eggs and ham.
Right. This is not a social contract, and it never was. It's a big fat lie.
I got into a Facebook argument with a
gentleman. That's always productive.
About the social contract. I tried to say that it was a theory. It was descriptive. It wasn't real. There was no such real thing that was the social contract, no physical thing. And I could imagine him red in the face. He just kept saying, "Yes, it is real. It is real. This is established political
jargon,
sociological fact."
It's jargon, right? Exactly.
You know, and that's sort of true when you say, for instance, like I could say, "I'm married to my wife, Laura." But how do you know, prove it? At least I've got a piece of paper when it comes to the marriage that
exactly.
I got from the government, mind you.
Yeah, that and maybe one has that I got your from signature the church. On it.
Did you ask to see the paper that you signed?
I think I tried to pursue that avenue, but it was just, it didn't, it was, there was too great of a disconnect between us.
Well, that's exactly, if you think about how powerful repeating a lie over and over again is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this shows it. It illustrates it.
It shows it because it short circuits the logic centers of the brain.
Let's go to Nathan calling in on Skype. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I'd like to compliment Johnny Ray. Don't let anyone tell you that your oration voice is not suitable for radio.
Thank you, Nathan.
So there's something that's been on my mind for a while, and there's no particular reason I called tonight. But
it doesn't matter. It's Free Talk Live.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if any of you are gun enthusiasts, so I don't know how interesting you might find this topic. But
I don't know that much about them.
I've been thinking about gun ownership in America since, for full disclosure, I, don't really own any guns or go shooting a lot or anything like that. But I have noticed that gun ownership has been on the decline for the last several decades.
Really?
And when you, well, that's what the story that I found online was saying, that gun ownership as a whole in America. And if you look at other English Commonwealth countries like Australia and Canada and so on, the writing on the wall looks pretty clear as to where that's headed.
Yeah, but they outlawed them there.
Yeah, but once you don't use a right or engage in a right, then it's easy to take
once
away.
Once 50% of the people believe that guns are really just barbaric tools that there is no use for, then it's it.
But, I think that was true up until about 2009. All of a sudden, people freaked out when they thought the new president was going to be a gun grabber, so you saw millions and millions of firearms being sold. So I wonder how recent those statistics that you're viewing are.
I don't remember the year, but it was over the course of several decades. So I assume that it's just the general trend from, growth of cities and passage of laws and changes in attitude and so forth.
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, it makes me think of what Michael Dean always says, that the drug warriors, once weed is legal, they're not going to let them go and shrink their bureaucracy. They'll just switch them over to confiscating guns, and they'll take your guns on the way to the dentist or whatever. And I was curious, what do you guys think about that?
Well, I don't propose to know what they're going to do with all the extra cops that aren't going to be, spending man hours on marijuana. But I would suspect that they're probably just turned over to traffic crimes and things like that. I know that governments in many cases don't like guns, but many of the people in the government do like them. So I'm skeptical as to what we know what's going to happen with them. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I might be able to squeeze you in here in the final segment of the this evening's show.
Remaining moments.
The remaining moments. 855-450-FREE. It's Mark.
Wayne.
And, wait for it, Johnny Ray.
The Liberty G.
Yay!
And you can go to freetalklive.com, and we have an email list that we will update you with the new stations we've got. You'll find out about the show, the news that occurs. Just go to news.freetalklive.com, and there you can find the updates list, the Facebook, the Google Plus, the Twitter, whatever it is that you whatever way you want to connect with Free Talk Live. It's news.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Daryl in West Virginia. Daryl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. What's on your mind?
First of all, I'd like to thank you guys for your program. I've been listening to you for several years, and my son's in college, and you kind of turn him on to you guys. And a lot of young kids in college, you have a lot of the professors are very influential. And
sure.
Some say good things, some say bad things, but what they've learned by listening to your station has really opened up their mind and their ears. So thank you for the education process. It's greatly appreciated, especially for the young adults that'll be, guiding this country in the future.
Well, hopefully we're still learning too.
Well, anyway, yes. Thank you so much. My question was, my son was telling me, I guess 2 or 3 days ago, he's going to college at UNC, and he was told that he was listening to the History Channel and it had to do with martial law and executive orders, and I'm asking actually a question. The question I had was, he was told that President Obama signed in an executive order in its first year that had to do with martial law, but it took it to the next step, basically. If, you know, something bad happened, you know, like where they had to execute martial law, where they had bomb threats or whatever the case may be, that they could go in and basically pretty much confiscate everything in your home, your food, your your jewelry, your bank accounts, and they could actually make you go to work for the good of the – it sounds like communism when you start thinking – for the good of the country, to secure the country's future. In other words, put you to work and assign you a job task. So do y'all know anything about that, if that was something of what – that he actually put it into order, or is that just talk?
I don't know anything about that, Daryl. I know that the past month or so, there's been a gentleman by the name of Peter Dale Scott who talks. He's been talking about the deep state, and he says that for decades there have been continuity of government plans for a nuclear strike or something like that. And he says that after 9/11, the COG plans were put into effect, and basically the Constitution has been suspended since then. And
it wasn't suspended before then?
Well, I would argue that it was, or it wasn't worth the paper it was written on to begin with, whatever. Wow. But so there's a guy who has been on the internet talking about this continuity of government and saying that some crazy stuff happened and underground offices were populated after 9/11 on account of this continuity of government planning that Cheney and Rumsfeld have been eager to put into plans for years. I don't know.
Well, you know, during the Iran-Contra hearings back in the 80s when they were questioning Oliver North, that actually came up. And there were a lot of documents being shredded at the time, allegedly, in his office. But they touched upon it a bit, and then they kind of buried it. But it was actually, that was the first time that it really came out into the open, was during those hearings.
Yeah, somebody asked Oliver North if they had plans to suspend the Constitution or something. And then somebody else, maybe the committee chairman, said,
Joe Biden, believe it or not,
let's table this for now. We're going to talk about this in a less transparent venue.
Yeah, Joe Biden was the one questioning him, too.
Yeah, that guy doesn't seem like he has a grasp on reality at all. So I'm looking at factcheck.org and Snopes.com, and neither one of them seem to think that there's Obama has ever used executive powers to create martial law. But, you know, these are the surface level answers. So I don't know. You have to find these things out. I don't know what the difference between martial law and what we have today is precisely. You know, the martial law says that the government essentially can do what it wants, when it wants, how it wants. And I'd say we have that pretty close.
Yeah. Actually, from what I remember, most, if not all, the executive orders are filed online. You can pull them up. You can look them up.
Yeah, I think this is something that you could probably do a certain amount of research for and find out. So, you know, I had an interesting article here from the Salt Lake Tribune, sltrib.com, and you know, I hesitated to bring it up because it sounds kind of bombastic, but I think it's an interesting fact. I call it a factoid, but a factoid isn't real. So an interesting little facty tidbit here. Over a five-year period, data show that fatal shootings by police officers in Utah ranked second only to homicides of intimate partners. So I think we all know that the most likely person to kill us is living in our home. Right? Like, we know that those are the statistics. The second most likely, in at least Utah, where they have done these numbers, is a police officer. In the past 5 years, more Utahns have been killed by police officers than gang members or drug dealers or from child abuse. And so far this year, deadly force by police has claimed more lives, 13, including a Saturday shooting in South Jordan, than has violence between spouses and dating partners. So, wow. You know, at this point, it's the race is on to see whether who's going to be more deadly. And it's not that I don't think the police should be able to use deadly force to protect themselves in certain circumstances. It's not that I don't believe that at all. But I think that this is indicative of a very big problem. If the deadliest thing in Utah is the cops, then the chances are good that they're among the deadliest things in your town. And I don't mean diseases and stuff like that. Most murderous. If the most murderous, the most killing things are cops, then in your town they're liable to be in the top five, too. So if that's the case, if the people that are slated to protect us are killing us, then it seems like we need new systems for protecting ourselves.
Well, the police departments throughout the country are being increasingly federalized and militarized. And 20, 30 years ago plus, they worked mostly for the local community, the local people. And so their objective was to keep the peace. So there's a big difference today.
Yeah, in Ferguson, you know, what you're seeing there, besides, you know, whatever you're seeing, the very least which you can say, at the very least, you can say that this is a group of people that do not feel served by their government, right?
Yeah.
If in the Michael Brown circumstance, we had chest cams, body cams, footage of what happened, there, you know, this whole narrative of hands up, don't shoot, you know, maybe it's true, maybe it's not. I don't know the answer. There's evidence on both sides, and the people on both sides believe the evidence that they've got, whatever it might be. That's not what my point is here. The problem is that we don't know. We, the constituency, don't know. And this lack of transparency in the area of law enforcement is what's causing the problem. Now, admittedly, it doesn't happen in foreign countries. Many of the European countries, they don't have nearly the problem of police shootings that they do in the United States. No one has given me an answer that makes me comfortable as to why police officers in Germany fire, 80 rounds or whatever in a year, and police officers in the United States do that into a car with unarmed teenagers. I don't know the reasons, but I think the best way to turn it around that will protect both the officers and civilians is to have cameras. I think that you got to go a little further, because we have dash cams in police cars, and we can't always get the footage. So I think that it needs to be streamed through the internet, and we can do this. I mean, cell phones stream video to the internet all the time. It wouldn't be that difficult. But that's my solution, and
not a bad idea.
I'd be happy to hear yours. You can interact with us in the meantime at facebook.freetalklive.com or just freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
Wayne.
And Johnny Ray.
Thank you for coming, Wayne. Freetalklive.com.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators Floorbuster Deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.